Just some post Pesach thoughts. Tafshin Pei Aleph. Lunch Beli Nishas Racha Parabas of Moshe. Rabbi Imre Baruch, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita writes in his Haggadah, a beautiful Torah from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk Lever Gon, Zechar Tzadik Levracha, Zechusuk Nen Hashem Kam Domom. He says, what's the question that Chacham asks? He says, Ma Chuk Vameshvat Amela, what are all these laws and all these chukim? And we answered him, Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, you can't eat anything after the Afikomen. And the Kashuk Lever wonders, what's the pshat? What is the idea we're trying to infuse into the Chacham? What's the idea for us as well? And the Kashuk Lever says such a beautiful idea. He says to the Chacham, we tell the Chacham, your beautiful question on the Chukim Mishpatim is great. Your inspiration at the Seder is awesome. But it's not just about the first night of Pesach or the second night of Pesach. The whole point of being a Yid is Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen, is to not lose that inspiration. It's not lose that taste. You can't taste anything after Pesach, quote unquote, after the Karman Pesach, because you have to let the taste of the Karman Pesach absorb and contain in your mouth and let it trickle down. And says the Kashuk Lever, and Rav Simon explains that the whole Indian we're trying to teach him a lesson of Ishtokikus, something of yearning, of seeking and searching, and realizing it's not just about being inspiring on Leil Seder, but taking that Ishtokikus, and taking that desire and taking it forward. And this is something that we said over last night, and I Achron Shal Pesach over here, the Sudas Mashiach, Nilas Achag, it's brought down. What is Nilas Achag? Nilas Achag is the Indian to be able to lock yourself into the room. It's Ne'ilah, it's the one-on-one, it's the last minutes of Yontif. And the Slonim Rebbe says, Isuchag Ba'avosim Arkonis Mizbech, one of the Slonim Rebbe says, what's today Isuchag? Isuchag Ba'avosim Arkonis Mizbech. That we are Arkonis Mizbech, we try to lock it in. We try to lock in the Isuchag into our Pneumius. That Kodesh Baruch Hu says, one more day, just stay with me. One more day, I just need you guys to stay with me. One more day so I could be with my beloved nation. Isuchag Ba'avosim Arkonis Mizbech, to be able to make sure that it lasts. But to make sure that relationship stays. This is something that I saw from Rav Isaac Rice Shlita. He quoted from the Belzer Rebbe, such a beautiful insight. The Belzer Rebbe says, Leil Seder, we say by Morar, before Achilas Morar, we say, Amatzus and Morom Yochluhu. We said that Indian, the Pasuk that we should eat Matzus and Morar together. And the question is brought down. That Pasuk is nothing to do with Pesach Sheni. Amatzus and Morom Yochluhu. That Pasuk is only said by where? By not Pesach Rishon. It's brought down by Pesach Sheni. Why are we mentioning Pesach Sheni on Leil Seder? What is the shaykhus of Pesach Sheni by Leil Seder? And he says such a beautiful idea. He says, at the end of the day, it's not just we're mentioning the pasuk, but it's more of a tefillah Hashem, a matzah merom yachlu. It's we're already sitting by Leil Seder. You could be sitting in Orlando or Miami or New York or California or Eretz Yisrael, and we're not sitting in Makom HaMikdash. We're not sitting in Yerushalayim. So we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam as a derech tefillah, as a tefillah, as a yearning, and it's seeking and a searching. We tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want more. Leil Seder is beautiful, but we want more. We want to have the schus. We want to have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. We want to have the schus to be Pesach Sheni. We want to have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, to have Pesach Sheni. Amasim Yechlum is dafka, is a tefillah, to yearn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to end off with one more tell you, I love this from Rav Shimon Schwab. He says, if you look in the Pasuk in Chiyashim, he says, Ma'yafa Pamecha, how beautiful are your shoes, Basta Div. The Gemara says that refers to Avram Avinu. But what is Ma'yafu Pamecha Habana Olam? What's his Lashon? How beautiful are their shoes? I think at the beginning of Perek Vav or Zion. Says of Shimon Shah, but the Kasha is, your shoes? When you come to Makom HaMikdash, you're not wearing shoes. What's so beautiful about your shoes? You're not, when you come to Eretz Yisrael to bring your Pesach Sheni, to bring your Karban, you're not wearing shoes. And he says it's a beautiful insight. He says, you want to know what the idea is? The idea is, it's not just about your shoes when you get there. It says, how beautiful are your shoes when you put them back on. When you leave Yerushalayim and you go back home. You go back home to Efrat and to Ramat Beit Shemesh. And you go back home to Katamon, Uter Rechavio. You go back home to Tzfat or Meiron. Because at the end of the day, coming to Eretz Yisrael or coming to a Yontif, it's not just staying in the Yontif. It's using that Yontif and propelling you forward. To have that Shtoikikus, the yearning, that every single one of us becomes a better learner, a better davener, a kinder Jew, a more patient Jew. That every single yontif, every single time that it comes to us, it hits us, we become a different person. Maya fu pamecha bana olam, how beautiful are your shoes when you put them back on. And it translates into your ma'asim toivim, into your chesed, into your warmth, into your care, into your davening, your tefillin, your learning. So at the end of the day, the whole Indian of Pesach is not just to stay in the yontif of Pesach It's to take the inspiration, to take the Kedusha. That's why we have Svira. We're building up to Lag BaOmer. We're building up to Shavuos. But the whole essence of Pesach, from the start, from the Kozhik Lover, going all the way, Mamish, to the Belzer Rebbe, going to the Shimon Shrab, the whole idea is to absorb and put it into action and take and to be able to have the Shtokikos. Just to end off, last pasuk in Shir Shim, one of the pasukim we say, Acha Techbats. The Ramban says, Techbats, that you desire. But how do you desire something? By putting it into a chafetz. You have a chafetz, put it into a chafetz. You have a desire, put it into an object. You have an ishtokios, you have it, you inspired over yontif, make sure to put it into something practical. Make sure you're a little more better davening, a little better learning. Something small, like my Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita likes to say, something small, Mishmizoch HaMetzashem, to take all the Kedusha and all the inspiration of a yontif, and to be able to make sure we absorb it, to be able to have more yearning, more ishtokios. And the Mirtz Hashem, like the Belzer Rebbe said, we zochah to have the Pesach Sheni, and Yishon Mir Kosh, Bez Hashem Shkoich.